All right, so this is Mitch. Oh, by the way, I have to reintroduce Mitch. Where are my manners? Mitch Langberg, partner at Brownstein Hyatt, First Amendment expert. Mitch, how are you, sir?
Good, good.
Good, you're a genius. All right, so let's get to this. Alicia Smith, 36 years old, Assistant Attorney General, State of New York. On the weekend, she's a dominatrix named Alicia Sparks. Now, they basically have let her go without pay. They're investigating. Why can she not be a dominatrix on the weekends as an assistant attorney general? What's going on here? And then can we cover this in less than 45 seconds? Because I got to get to Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, there's two pieces. One is they're saying that she was making money outside of the company, outside of her employment, and that's against the rules without their permission. Even if she wasn't making money, if she doesn't have a contract or if there's not a union for attorneys at the Attorney General's office, New York is an at-will employment state, which means they can fire you anytime they want for anything if they don't like your shoes, if they don't like what you do outside, as long as they're not discriminating against you for something that's protected, like race, gender, religion.
Well, Mitch, real quick, though, what if there was no money involved? Let's say she just did this for fun. Are you allowed as a state employee? Like, is there an expectation of behavior where you can't be a dominatrix on weekends? Or is that her constitutional right to do something as long as she's not breaking the law?
Well, because it's a government employer, there could be First Amendment issues if they're firing her because of something that's speech, which dancing as a dominatrix could be. But generally, an employer can fire you for whatever they want. So it's really going to come down to the fact that it's a government employee versus the fact that she's an at-will employee.
You're saying the dancing that a dominatrix does, because it is an art form, let's level with each other. You're saying that could be constitute free speech.
It could.
Interesting. That's why you're the best First Amendment constitutional law. Mitch, I'm telling you, when I get, because I know the lawsuits are coming at me, including what's going to happen right now, you're going to be my guy. And you said you'd give me a discounted rate, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you. We have that on record, Miranda. And we're also recording this segment for my Marconi Award, because this is going to break radio broadcasting history. Now, no further ado, the Jesse Jackson story, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, courtesy of the Chicago Sun-Times and the Tribune. So if they're going to sue me, they're going to have to sue those papers as well. All of this is alleged. Okay. A former employee, and we're going to get Mitch, constitutional expert, attorney's analysis of this. Okay, regarding Jesse Jackson. A former employee of the Rainbow Push Coalition, who's a gay employee, claims he was sexually harassed by Reverend Jesse Jackson and his staff. Accusations include forcing to clean up after Jesse Jackson's sexual escapades with women in hotel rooms, and sexual discrimination and outright discrimination that culminated with his firing 2 days before Christmas a couple years back. His guy's name is Tommy Bennett. Tommy Bennett. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Bennett, who would travel with Jackson, said, quote, he was forced to do demeaning and demoralizing tasks, including, but not limited to, escorting women to and from Jesse Jackson's room, cleaning up after Jesse Jackson had sexual intercourse with women. Mr. Bennett believes he was forced to do these tasks because of his sexual orientation, which was this individual is gay. Okay. Now, Bennett goes on. This is Bennett, the individual, the employee of the Push Coalition, goes on to say that Jackson once flew Bennett to New York and told him, after summoning him to his hotel room, that Jesse Jackson said, quote, I have a rash between my legs. I need you to go to the drugstore to purchase a prescription. Then another complaint, I'm just going through the highlights here. Jesse Jackson is in his room dressed only in underwear and a V-neck shirt. I can't even say the rest of this. Reverend Jackson, this is alleged once again, said that white folks took the word gay and gave it their own definition. And then he goes on to tell a story about his childhood and a sexual encounter that took place between him and his PE coach. This is Jesse Jackson's PE coach. And then another incident where Bennett, the individual alleging all this, would give Jackson Cialis whenever Jackson, quote unquote, needed it. Now, I'm just going to stop reading because we're going to... Miranda, could I get a vomit bag of some sort? Mitch, before I get your reaction... Well, you know what? We're going to have a caller. I think Al Sharpton just called in. But I want your reaction, and then I'm going to take Al's call.
This has got to be the strangest public lawsuit that we've seen for a while. And, it's you know, the legal analysis is really that it's not illegal for people as part of their job to have to...